Hello. I have just recorded a questionnaire. I mean, I haven't recorded it because my mic didn't record it. Which is super great. But somehow it awakened something in me. I didn't even want to. I wasn't even sure if I would upload it, but now I really want to record it. Because my mic failed me, and now I feel like I have something to prove to my phone. I recorded this questionnaire, which is really long, so I just wasted a lot of time. And it's Petal's third questionnaire that I stumbled upon, and I don't care about doing things in the right order, so. Yeah. Question number one. How do you feel about visible neck kickies? Luckily, I cannot remember a single thing I said before, so I don't care saying it again. I don't really feel comfortable with visible neck kickies. I enjoy giving them, and I enjoy the act of receiving them. But I don't like to walk around with them. I think it's kind of. I don't know. Not in a really bad way, but you're somehow forcing your sexuality on everyone you meet. And I don't think that's a nice thing to do. Number two, do you prefer carpet, wood, or tile flooring? I really prefer wood. I love it. I have wood in my flat or in my shared flat. And I love the look and the feel of it. It's easy to clean. It makes everything feel more cozy and warm. I love it. Three, do you like eggs? If so, how do you like them best? If not, why not? I don't really have an opinion on eggs. I don't really care about them. I would never boil myself an egg for breakfast. I kind of like scrambled eggs sometimes. I'm indifferent to sunny side up or soft boiled eggs. I really dislike hard boiled eggs because I think the yolk somehow it gets this disgusting texture I really don't like. My thoughts on eggs today. Four, are you someone who would only be able to have sexual interactions with someone you had a close bond with? Would you be able to have sex with someone with whom you had extremely different political views? I think it's important to me to have some kind of bond with the other person. Doesn't have to be that I'm in love with them, but there should be a certain closeness, I guess. I've never had a one-night stand or anything like that. And I mean, if there was some kind of crazy attraction right away, I could imagine it, but I don't think I would be able to have sex with someone whose baseline political views do not sync with mine. I couldn't have sex with someone who I knew to be sexist or racist in any way, because it would just be so unattractive to me. Five, what are your current thoughts on the infamous internet video? Oh yeah, I could skip that question. I have never seen it. I don't really have an interest in seeing it. I kind of have a really bad problem with vomit. I'm pretty curious when it comes to stuff on the internet, and I have seen a lot of stuff that I probably shouldn't have seen, that I could have lived without, but it's nothing that haunts me. And yeah, but I've skipped that and I think I'm okay with it. Six, what's your skincare routine? I could do an audio about this alone. This is not a brag, but I used to have really nice skin, and then I stopped taking, I mean, even in my teenager years, and then I stopped taking birth control, and it really messed up my skin. It's crazy how much and how long it affected my skin. And so, in order to not have my extremely dry and pale skin just flake off of my face, I had to develop a skincare routine, and I stick to it because it's become a nice ritual and like a self-care thing, I guess. And I will cleanse my face twice. I will do an oil cleanse and use a foaming cleanser, and I will use a hydrating toner and a serum and a moisturizer. And yeah. If someone wants to talk to me about skincare, please do. 7. If GWA had suddenly become a place where its content creators were to be paid according to how many upvotes, plays, and comments their submissions received, how much do you think would change, and what do you think would change? How would this affect you and your future posts? I can understand people who would like to receive something in return for the work they do. I'm really, really grateful to the amazing and so talented people who just give away their content for free. But for me, in a very weird way, GWA is like this innocent and fun place to just play around with fantasies and enjoy yourself, and I think it would become about the money pretty fast, and that would take away a lot of that feeling for me. I don't know, I'm not sure how it would affect my own audios. I have not made that many. I posted something yesterday that apparently a lot of people listened to and enjoyed, and while I'm super, super happy about it, it also really scares me, to be honest. I think in this part of my life, I enjoy to just be somewhere in the middle and kind of go unnoticed by a lot of people. I mean, I want people to enjoy what I do because it's what I enjoy, and I try to be very genuine with it, but I mean, it's super great to receive so many nice messages, and all the people are so incredibly nice and great, but it's not about the quantity for me. If there are, I mean, maybe this will all change, and I don't think I really have a relationship to these things yet. But if there are three people who really enjoy something I have done from that is heartfelt for me, that's much more important to me than 20 people enjoying something I only made to get upvotes. Definitely. 8. Is what you have built so far in GWA something you can throw away as of right now? Where does GWA stand in terms of importance for you? I would say it if I wouldn't get to listen anymore. And I had a lot of fun trying out some stuff. I haven't made a lot as of yet. And I have a few ideas of what I would like to do in the future. But, I mean, I have not really right now because I'm still on vacation right now. But I usually have a lot of stuff going on in my life, and I think I certainly would find a way to close this gap. Would be alright. Yes. 9. Are you currently ready for a child? Or more children if you have kids already? A lot of my friends are in that stage of life where they start to think a little harder about whether they want to have children or not. And I cannot really identify with that. I think for me it's less the question whether I want to have a child or not, but more about the question whether I could create an environment that would be great for a child. I think once I would get to that environment, I would start thinking about it. But I really don't have, I mean, yet. I've never had that urge to say I will be a mother someday. Yeah. 10. Is there a meaning behind your username? If so, what is it? I had another username, I had another account as of late, and that had a name that made it pretty easy to immediately guess that I'm female. And it's not that I'm really trying to hide that I'm female, I mean, I'm putting my voice out here, but I like gender-neutral usernames for some reason. For myself, and I picked this one. It just came to me. I guess it sounds a little bit edgy, but I liked the sound of it, and it doesn't really have any deeper meaning. 11. What is one pair of shoes you wear all the time or more than the others? I tend to not, I mean, I change my clothes often, but I tend to wear the same stuff all the time, because once I've found something that I'm comfortable in, I don't see a lot of reasons to change it up frequently. I guess I'm kind of minimalist in that regard. Sometimes I like to be more girly or more chic, and I like to wear a dress or a skirt and high heels. But most of the time I'm just wearing black jeans and a tight long sleeve or shirt or tank top, depending on the weather. And the shoes I wear most often are either Air Max Nikes or Vans, just like the regular old school ones, classic. I think you can always wear that. I'm very limited in my colors. I usually wear gray, white, black, Sometimes green and blue, and rarely red. That's it. I recently went out with a friend shopping, and it was in the summer, and I was complaining about not finding anything I liked. And she was like, if you were a fashion designer, you would just put out fall and winter collections all year. And I think that describes my fashion sense pretty well. I don't know if that's good or not. What I have to say is, get yourself a nice coat. If you can, if you have the money, just buy a really nice and expensive coat. It's great and you will feel great in it, and I love it. It's the thing I really splurge on. Handbags sometimes. I like having a nice handbag. Yeah, so the answer to this question that I totally rambled around is just I mostly wear Vans. 12. Are you hesitant to give out small physical details of yourself to your listeners? For example, if someone asked you what color your eyes were or how tall you were, would it be easy for you to answer those questions? Why or why not? As I've said, I am a little bit... coming to the process of thinking about what I put out there better, because I've seen that it can reach a lot more people than I would have thought. And I'm afraid that I'm really naive in what I share. Especially in private messages, and especially in if I'm writing to someone who I feel is giving a lot of information about themselves, because it creates a sense of trust that I probably shouldn't have, but I have. So I think I really have to rethink my sense of privacy on the internet, and I should be a little bit more careful. Yes. 13. What is an item you absolutely must what is an item you absolutely must splurge on? This is something in which generic or knockoff anything would not suffice. Yeah, as I said, coats. Get yourself a nice coat. Skincare. Definitely for me. Not that it has to be expensive, but I enjoy splurging on it. Maybe electronics. I really enjoy having an iPhone. I guess Android phones are great too, but somehow I never had great ones, and it is kind of, I don't know, driven me away from Android phones. So yeah, I usually have an iPhone. Not that I always have to have the newest one, but I think it's a splurge to pay that much for your phone. One I'm willing to make. Yeah, technology in general is kind of my weak spot. It doesn't always have to be new or the most recent stuff, but I Only my attempted minimalism can save me from owning way too much gadgets. And I bought a used Xbox One, and I really like it. I own a really expensive Bluetooth speaker because I enjoy listening to music, and yeah, I'm kind of intrigued by technology. Last year I bought myself a Nintendo Switch, and it was a really nice purchase. But I don't know if I can really justify it. 14. Would you ever consider doing a meetup with someone you met off of GWA and perhaps doing a live sex collaboration to post for all of us to hear? Sorry, this just consists of so many helpless voices. No, I don't think I would be very comfortable meeting up with someone. Yeah, I don't know, not sure. During sexy times, rate these from most arousing to least arousing on a lady. Or on yourself, if you're a lady who's not into ladies, if you're not a lady who's not into ladies, you can skip. French maid outfit, men's dress shirt, Catholic schoolgirl uniform, naughty nurse uniform, black lace brown panties. I wouldn't say I'm bisexual or anything. Maybe I'm a little bi-curious. But I enjoy looking at women. And I think black lace brown panties is the way to go. And the next one would be a men's dress shirt, maybe. Or a French maid outfit. I don't know. I think it really depends on the quality of the costume. I wouldn't like it if it looked cheap or tacky, and I have never seen one of these outfits in real life, but I frequent the internet, so I've seen pictures and video, and I think a lot of them do not really look that good. 17. If you were to develop a crush on someone you met on GWA, would you tell them? If I were to develop a crush on someone from GWA and I would feel that I'm not able anymore to differentiate between their internet persona and, I mean, I don't know, I don't think I can know them through GWA as a real person. But if I felt like I could not make a difference anymore between a fun persona they are on the internet and the stuff I project onto them, and the way I perceive them to be as a real person, I would just stay away from that person as far as possible, because I really would not want that. But if we're talking about a crush and like a fun, I really enjoy your audios and I think you sound super hot, I like your voice and it turns me on so much to listen to you, and maybe even stuff like, I also like to listen to your questionnaires and I enjoy hearing your take on things and your audios make me laugh sometimes. I don't know, why not tell them? I mean, it's a nice compliment. I hope it doesn't come off as creepy. Yeah, I would tell them. 18. For the rest of your life, you can only eat either untoasted white bread crunchy peanut butter sandwiches with the crust still on, or cold watery tomato soup with a random stalk of celery somewhere in there. Which would you choose? This question is so cruel. I think I would just starve to death. I tend to have a bit of a problem with eating things that I don't enjoy. I don't really have the biggest appetite, and when I'm stressed or something, or when there's no food in the house that I like, I tend to just eat nothing, which is not that good. But both of these options sound really terrible. I'm not a fan of peanut butter. And that stalk of celery in the cold watery tomato soup just sounds so, so sad. That's such a horrible question. Yeah, I would die. Thanks. 19. You must experience the storm before you can see the rainbow. Why or why not is this quote bullshit? I think I have a really nice life, and I consider myself to be really, really, really lucky. And I think I have been lucky in the past, but I don't want to tell any sob stories or anything, or I don't want to sound too dramatic, because I think most people go through tragic times in their life or experience bad things, so I don't think I am anything special or anything. But I think some of my friends would definitely consider or think of me as someone who has gone through some bad things and experienced some traumatic stuff. I don't know if it's really that bad. And I, in a lot of people who tend to think that their lives are really tragic or bad. And I mean, I feel incredibly sorry for these people, but what I see them doing is they kind of try to take things away from people they consider to be more lucky than them. And this sounds like such a typical quote someone like that would say to someone they don't know that well, and they only know them on the surface, and they just think the other person had such a much better life than them, and so they feel the need to put them down in their happiness and to tell them that they don't know what real happiness is because they haven't gone through the same stuff. And I think that's, I mean, I think everybody goes through their own stuff, and I think that's just a really horrible thing to say to someone, or to think about someone, that their happiness is not worth as much as yours, just because they haven't had the same experiences. So I can see where the quote is coming from, but I don't particularly like it. 20. What was your first cell phone? Could you have that now and be content? My first cell phone was that little Nokia. I cannot remember the model number. It was the one that everyone had. And some years ago, not that long ago, my smartphone broke and I went back to it. And I had it for some time and it was okay, but eventually I decided to get a smartphone again. Yeah. 21. Does a sexual romantic partner's hate? I don't know. matter to you. Not really, I guess. I mean, I enjoy it if a man is taller than me. Because I like to feel small and fragile. But it's not really necessary. I mean, there are so many factors of attraction that the hate is really not that important. I don't think I would have a problem with being with someone who's not as tall as me. Not that I'm that tall. 22. Is there such a thing as being too young to know what love is? Is there such a thing as falling in and out of love with a person? Again, I think it's kind of cruel to put another person's feeling down just because they lack experience. That being said, I think that children can be really creepy. I recently read an article about the fact that scientists have a really hard time to determine if a child shows psychopathic tendencies because they are just little psychopaths. But I guess that's another thing. Is there such a thing as falling in and out of love with a person? I totally consider my friendships to be relationships of love, and I have experienced this in friendships that I just had to have a break from someone, and then I was able to go back to that person and appreciate them even more. Would you be able to make a turkey, like a Thanksgiving turkey, all on your own? Oof. Never thought about it. I don't tend to cook a lot of meat. I think I could. I like to think I could. Next question. I've lost count. This is only the third question without a number, and I've already lost count. It's number 24. Do you like the taste of alcohol? If you're not old enough to drink, do you plan on drinking when you're able to? I'm not really a person who drinks alcohol. I'm really, really boring. And I. This is so dumb from someone in their mid-20s, but I have never been really drunk in my life, ever. I've had like a nice buzz, but that's all. And I don't like the taste of beer or wine. I quite like vodka and whiskey or cocktails, so I get straight to the good stuff. And I quite like a shot of Jägermeister. A lot of people don't like that, but I think it's kind of tasty when it's cold and nice. I have like a specific phobia, and I tend to have panic attacks around it sometimes, and that phobia would really not mix well with being drunk, I guess. So I've never tried it. Would you integrate a caregiver little dynamic or a master pet dynamic into your romantic relationship, or would you consider that strictly for the bedroom? Why or why not? if you are not into either of these, what is the last song you listen to? Ah, okay. I will answer both. I think a caregiver, little one, dynamic. I'm not into age play at all, but I think if done properly, it can be really hard in the bedroom. And I think in a relationship, in a non-sexual way, there should be a certain balance. I have definitely experienced times in a relationship where I was the weaker person in the relationship and my partner has been dealing so great with it, and I'm really, really grateful for that. But I think it's important to try and give back once you start feeling stronger again, and just to aim for balance at least. The last song I've listened to, I can get into my music app and look, was Missionary Man by Ghost. Yep. Do you have a signature fragrance? If so, what is it? I really like Boss Orange. It has that sweet and orangey smell, but it's too sweet on its own, I think, so I tend to mix it with another scent that has some ginger notes in it. It's by Caudalie, and I think the spiciness of the ginger and the sweetness of the orange really harmonize with each other and complement each other well, and I hope that I am a good smelling person. And I do not totally misjudge this and just smell horrible all the time. 27. Can you have a hands-free orgasm? I don't know. I've never tried. I like using my hands. 28. Do you think you will be living in the same place, house, apartment, city in the next 5 years? I hope not. I live in a shared flat and it's really nice. My flatmates are great. We get along with each other. But I really hope to move into my own place soon. Would you ever try, or have you ever tried, having a man versus wild type of adventure? Why or why not? Not really. I like the outdoors. I have been camping before. But I also like to be cozy and comfortable. Could you go vegan? If you are vegan, how did you start and what was it? And was it difficult originally? I think I would have a really hard time being vegan. I think I could be vegetarian, even though I enjoy eating meat from time to time. But I think it would be really hard to not eat any cheese, yogurt, honey, stuff like that. I don't know if I could do it. I wish I could say I could, but I'm not really a super disciplined person, so yeah. 31. If you could only have sex where only one of the two of you comes, who would you want it to be? Yes. The rest of your life will be this way. If it was only once, this would be really easy because my answer immediately would be the other person, because I think it's one of the biggest turn-ons to see your partner being turned on and to come. And but I mean, what would be the purpose of me getting turned on? I could never come again. I don't know, maybe I'm too selfish for this. Next, what other subreddits do you frequent? I'm really curious about different subreddits, and I just try out different ones all the time, and I have encountered some that are horrifying. Like recently I have found out about the red pill, and it really scares me. And I really try to understand the people, but I cannot. But there are a lot of wonderful subreddits. I'm a big fan of wholesome memes. I mean, it's silly, but I just find so much pleasure in We Want Plates. I'm a really big fan of Bad Women's Anatomy, because not only because I just think it's really, really funny, but also because I think it has the possibility, maybe I'm way too optimistic about this, but I think it could have the possibility to open up a discussion about ourselves, and in kind of a funny, lighthearted way. And I think it's really important to do that, because there are so many things that I don't know about my own body, and I don't know about the male body that I probably should know. And I think it's really important to be comfortable with these topics and to talk about them, and it makes things a lot easier if I can just be like to my friends, hey, what's your method of birth control? I really need some advice. Or have you tried a Diva Cup? Do you like it? What was your experience like? I think it's nice to be able to talk about these things, and it's really important to think about them and to educate yourself. Yeah. Would you rather be without your tongue or your teeth? God. I think I would rather be without my teeth, because it would be easier to get new teeth than to get a new tongue, I guess. Recently a friend of mine, I don't know why she told me this, she was talking about what type of movie she would cast me in if she had to, and she said she would cast me as a female hitman in a French arthouse movie, or Catwoman, or the villain in a Bond movie. And I really don't know if these compliments, or I don't know what that says about me, but I think I could be, isn't there a Bond villain with like steel teeth or something, or gold? No, that was a finger. I could get a really unusual set of teeth and become a really great Bond villain, apparently. Last question. The only pornographic material you are able to access on the internet. Yes, for the literal rest of your life. It's either your own audios of just you, or laggy pixelated porn with no sound. All videos you watch will be this way. Like all? Like music videos or just porn videos? Which do you choose and why? I'm not really a big fan of porn. Professional porn. So maybe it could improve by being pixelated and laggy. Would make it feel more amateur-like. I think I'll choose that option. I would probably just end up using my fantasy, to be honest. Those were the questions. I hope someone enjoyed this a little bit. I don't know if anyone will be listening, but I had fun. So I hope you have a nice time, and bye.